There are strong arguments for and against the intervention in Libya. Underlying that, though, is another urgent debate. Is the operation there strictly a humanitarian one, or is the ultimate goal regime change? The World's Jeb Sharp reports.
Robert Pape of the University of Chicago has been thinking and writing about Libya for weeks now. He's the author of a book called Bombing to Win: Air Power and Coercion in War. He takes President Obama at his word that Operation Odyssey Dawn is a humanitarian intervention.
President Obama has said quite clearly that the purpose here is to save lives. The UN resolution says explicitly all means necessary to save lives in Libya.
Pape thinks that's just as it should be. Draw a line in front of Benghazi and eastern Libya, protect civilians there from Gaddafi's attacks, protect ports and shipping lanes as well, and pump in economic aid to shore up the opposition. He cites as a model the Kurdish safe haven created in northern Iraq after the 1991 Gulf War. That policy protected the Kurds from Saddam Hussein and allowed them to flourish economically and politically. And also Kosovo, where NATO bombing in 1999 forced Serbian leader Slobodan Milosevic to withdraw but stop short of ousting him. His own people did that peacefully a year later.
The key thing is not to fall into the trap of thinking that now that we have protected and saved Benghazi, we should just escalate the military effort toward a foreign-imposed regime change by trying to kill Gaddafi. This would be a terrible mistake because it would help congeal support inside of Libya around Gaddafi, and it would almost surely break the international coalition.
Pape says it's essential that the Libyan opposition determines its own fate. But its fate is now intertwined with the military intervention, and the goal of that intervention is ambiguous. Michael Knights is with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
We've said that we want to remove Gaddafi, and that is the national stated aim of at least three of the major powers involved in this operation. But we're there enforcing a UN mandate that says something very different from that. So it's fertile ground for confusion.
Especially since the UN Security Council resolution authorizing the operation has no expiration date.
I'm surprised that they didn't use a UN resolution that expired within a certain period of time or needed to be renewed or reviewed. Instead, they've gone with an open-ended UN commitment.
Open-ended and open to interpretation. Where do you draw the line between protecting civilians and ousting the regime that's trying to slaughter them? As both Pape and Knights point out, you can use air power to protect civilians in a place like eastern Libya, where regime forces have to cross open desert to attack. But it's not much use in urban areas in the west, where pro- and anti-Gaddafi forces and civilians are all mixed up. That leaves some to worry the war will be longer and messier than advertised.
The last few wars that we've been in, we thought would end quickly, and, you know, here we are 10 years later.
Richard Andrus is a professor at the United States National War College and a former special advisor to the Secretary of the Air Force.
So biting off another war at this point, you know, is very frightening to the military community. And I don't know of too many military leaders who think that this is a good idea from the Secretary of Defense on down.
When Andrus hears President Obama say Gaddafi has to go, he assumes that means the U.S. will be involved in Libya until Gaddafi actually does go.
I can't in my own mind understand how we could do a humanitarian operation that left Gaddafi in power. If we stop supporting the rebels, I assume that Gaddafi's going to go in and retake control, which will probably lead to a bloodbath. So you get into an operation like this, and I'm not sure that there's any way to get out of it without turning the regime over.
Andrus says Robert Pape's notion of a safe haven in eastern Libya is one possible scenario, but there are many others. As the military well knows, a battle that begins with airstrikes often ends in nation building. For now, though, the UN resolution forbids an occupation force, and President Obama has ruled out U.S. ground troops. And he continues to promise that Washington will hand off control of the operation soon. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.